Hi, I'm Ikra, and I've studied speech and language therapy at the University of Manchester, and I'm about to graduate.
Hi, I'm Lily, and I've studied history, and both of us are members of the library's student team.
So what we're talking about today is our alternative freshers guide. So we're discussing the aspects of our uni experience that isn't talked about as much, because we're students that didn't fit the conventional mould.
So firstly, we're both living at home students who never moved out when we started uni. You might hear a lot about moving into halls when you start uni, but we just want to reassure you that this isn't for everyone. And we also had a really great experience staying at home.
Yeah, we definitely did. In terms of travel, you will have to get used to commuting. For some students, that can be really long. But at the university, we do offer living at home spaces on campus, which is just a place for students to chill out that travel to uni. And there's also loads of societies to get involved in. So it's a great way to make friends without having to have moved out.
I think that idea of meeting people and missing out on that is something that we definitely struggled with when we were starting, thinking you were kind of missing out by not being in halls. But we would also like to reassure you that, you know, you can meet so many great people on campus. Even if you're not living in halls, you might meet people on your course, or you can get involved in other things on campus, so like societies and also uni programs or part-time work. That's how we met, and now we're really, really good friends, and we would have never come across each other without getting involved in that kind of thing.
Definitely, especially because our courses are so different.
Exactly.
Me and Lily both happen to be students that don't drink for different reasons. So for me, it's my religious choice.
And I personally just don't drink out of personal preference.
Yeah, so basically what we're saying here is, regardless of what your reasoning is, number one, you don't have to have a reason, but regardless of what that reason is, it's okay not to. But when you come to university, a lot of the welcome week and the freshers events can really be centred around night outs, clubbing, alcohol. And if you don't fit that lifestyle, you can feel really excluded.
And I think even if, you know, you can be around alcohol, you do drink, that might not be the only way that you want to socialise, so that also can feel a bit overwhelming that might be your only way to meet people, but that's definitely not the case at all. There's so many other options available in Welcome Week to sort of get out there and get involved.
Yeah, definitely. And to bring it back to Manchester itself, the uni offers so much. So like we've mentioned, societies, volunteering, even like wellbeing events. But then if we just consider Manchester as a whole, the city itself, there's honestly so much to do.
So much.
Absolutely loads. So from, like, I really enjoy escape rooms, going to the cinema, finding, like, really cute cafes, restaurants. There's so much to do. You just need the right group of people to explore with. But sometimes you can just go alone. Like, that's fine too. But there's definitely so much more on offer than just these alcohol-centred events.
A stereotypical idea about uni students is that you have a few hours of lectures but then do nothing for the rest of the week and have loads of free time. While some courses do have a lot of time for independent study, and that was definitely my experience in history, where you have a lot of time to work independently and read and work on your assignments outside of lectures, this doesn't mean that everyone has the same workload or the same demands on their time. So a lot of people could be studying at uni whilst having family commitments that they have to manage. But a big one is working part-time. So this is something that we've both juggled whilst we've been doing our studies. And we wanted to sort of reassure you that if you're someone that was thinking of taking up a part-time job when you start in September, that you definitely won't be the only one in that boat. So many other people will be doing a variety of part-time jobs during their time at uni, and this is completely normal, and you don't have to feel like you'll be missing out by doing this, because it can actually mean that you meet so many new people and get so many more experiences, and it really enhances your time at uni. So you definitely won't be the only person going through that. You won't be alone in that, definitely.
Definitely, yeah. I feel like my part-time job was almost like a relief from my uni work. It definitely gave me a lot of like peace, and it sort of brought me away from my work, because if not, I felt like I would have just sat on my laptop for hours and tried to work.
Definitely.
To consider like a bit more specific, but I do want to touch on placements, because that's something I experienced, and you might experience that as well, even having a bit more demanding hours. So if you're required to go into labs, that's definitely taking away from like the conventional, traditional university experience. For my placement, it was really overwhelming. I mean, it was a 9-to-5 that I wasn't paid for. You know, you can be away from campus for a long period of time and you have to sort of adjust to a new city. But that in itself, it can be demanding, but there's so much positive that comes from placement. So you get the experience of working in the career you want to go into. So there's definitely nothing more valuable than that in terms of trying to, you know, build your career. So for me as a speech and language therapy student, I was able to go on placement in a special needs school and actually help give children communication devices, which was so rewarding for them, for their family, but also for me. So it was definitely something that, like, I'm so happy I got to experience. Yeah. And it was life-changing, really. An aspect of starting uni that isn't talked about much is the potential for family or relationship dynamics to change. So this could relate to moving away and not seeing your family as much, especially if they live in a different country to you. But for us, living at home, the relationship can still be different, especially if you're the first in your family to go to uni. Not everyone's family has a history of going to university, so this could be a completely new experience. Everyone definitely isn't from a privileged, wealthy background, and that's really evident in the student body at university.
And this doesn't mean that just because you come from a family where there's no history of going to uni that your family aren't supportive. I know in my case it probably means that they're maybe even more so because they didn't have that experience themselves, and they're so proud of you for even having the achievement to get to uni, and they're even more interested in what you're doing. But I think this kind of new experience could also be evident when you're thinking about existing friendship groups, especially if your friends have taken different paths to you and you're now sort of both having this very different lived experience, and that can feel quite overwhelming, and maybe that you can't really relate because they don't understand what you're going through. However, I think we would definitely both agree that that isn't a negative. You know, you don't have to lose these existing friendships and relationships, and it's actually so great that, you know, that you can keep your friends and your home life, especially in our case where we literally live in a home, so, you know, we're still in the exact same environment. But you've also got this opportunity to make so many new friends and new connections whilst you're at uni, at the same time kind of carrying on your existing relationships, and kind of actually just enhancing what you already have.
Definitely. These are just a few areas of our unique uni experience. Everyone's experience is different, and some of these things might apply to you more than others.
However, the key thing is that regardless of your experience, you deserve to enjoy your time at Manchester as much as possible, the same way that we did once we realised how you can make the most of it.
We hope you're excited to start in Manchester, however you may be getting here and wherever you may be staying. Thank you so much for listening. We hope this has been helpful. Good luck for starting in September.